This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Sometimes people can use that as leverage that God owes me. I want to give you a dramatic story. I can't tell you the name of this church because there are people here that probably know people. It's a church in the Midwest. I can't tell you the name of this church because these messages air on the radio and somebody might hear it, but it's a true story. And without identifying the church, I'm going to tell you the story. In a Midwestern church that's not too many miles from here, a church board meeting was taking place and there was a hot issue being debated. I don't even know what the issue was. And somebody spoke up and said, "Listen, let's just stop the arguing. I'm the person that gives the most money to this church. So I'm just going to make the call and say, this is the way it is. I give the most money, so therefore I'm calling in my chip, so to speak." Can you imagine the drama and the shock when another person on the board said, "Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we have the church treasurer right now write this person a check for everything he's given to this church." The church treasurer said his whole life flashed in front of him because he said we didn't have that kind of money to give back to him. But it made the point. You can't use money as blackmail in the kingdom of God. You can't or I can't. No one can say to the Lord, "You owe me because of what I've given." Psalm 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." Do you know what that means in plain English? He owns it all, lock, stock, and barrel. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. No one can say, "I've given you so much, Lord, you owe me." Let me give you another humorous example, a hypothetical illustration. Let's suppose the person next to you, that's going to make everybody suspicious, but let's suppose the person next to you slipped into your wallet right now, in your purse or in your wallet, and took your Visa card or MasterCard. And this afternoon, they went up to the mall. They bought you $2,000 worth of clothes with your credit card. And they came to you with packages wrapped and said, "Look what I have done for you." And you said, "All you gave me was $2,000 worth of debt. That's all you did for me." It's a simple analogy, but it's an analogy, again, that works for me. I can't go to the Lord who owns everything anyway and say, "This is what I'm giving to you. I'm just giving to you what you own anyway." And I think you see the point that no one can use giving and say, "God owes me because of that which I've given to him. He owns it all. He owns it all." Now, out of that, those three lessons there, I want to give you three more take-home points from that. So we could bring up the first thing. What I want you to take home is this. God owes no person anything. That's a given. That's an obvious statement. God owes no person anything. No one can leave here today privately or publicly saying, "God owes me." And maybe you've done that privately. Maybe you've cried before the Lord, and all of us have it, about some prayer request and said, "God, you owe me." And maybe you said it in innocence. Maybe you said it in sincerity. But please remember today, God owes no person anything. Everything is gift. Everything is grace. Everything is mercy in the kingdom of God. Let's bring up a second take-home thought. Everything we have is a gift from his hand. Deuteronomy says that even the ability to earn a living is a gift from God. And then it says why it says that. So no one can boast. Let's bring up a third one very quickly. We are his servants. He is the master, not the other way around.
Well, this message concludes tomorrow with a powerful story I don't want you to miss. That's crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.